Some conversations aren't meant for everyone. They happen between people who simply understand. Welcome to Ellis Adventures, hosted by Janet Valentine and Roger Johnson, exploring connection, curiosity, and the lifestyle that, if you know, you know. Featuring voices like Steve the Professor and Barb Triple E. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the lines.
Well, I think it might just be the professor and me, right? We'll see. Welcome to Ellis Adventures. I keep going to Beyond Monogamy and I forget this is Ellis Adventure under the rebranding. I'm Janet Valentine.
And I'm Steve the Professor.
Roger and Barbie will be along soon. I don't know about Barbie, but I got the cue from Roger that he might be coming in hot and late. So whatever. You're still invited to the party. If you're worthy, you're still invited to the party. Okay. So that's where I have. You've said that you might have stuff to talk about tonight. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I have a quick PSA for those gentlemen who are over
Here
the age of
Barbie.
Okay, age of 50. And okay. They did a 10-year, this is about prostate cancer and everything. So this was done over a 10-year study.
Okay.
So how many times should a man ejaculate for prostate health?
A day, a week, a month, a year?
A month.
What are we talking about? A month? I want to say 10.
Double that.
Oh, really?
Men who ejaculated 21 times or more a month had a 22% lower case of prostate cancer. I'm going, okay, that's interesting. Then they did one with, a two-year study in Spain. And they just did men with prostate cancer. Men who ejaculated four more times. You okay?
Go ahead, finish what you're going to read, because I got some thoughts here.
Okay, so men with prostate cancer ejaculated less than four times a month, 15%. Men who ejaculated five or more times was better than that. And men who ejaculated only 0 to 3 times, their risk was 138% higher. So the more you jack
15%
off,
higher. Okay. So, okay. Got it. Wow. That's a big one, from a big jump.
Yeah.
From
So guys, the more you place yourself and diddle and jack off, the better your health's going to be for prostate.
I had a mother-in-law that used to, for her first husband, mother-in-law that used to, the father-in-law would say, "You're going to cause my death because you are not helping me get off." Okay, he would say it, and he would say it like in front of the grandkids, in front of everybody. And we were just like, ah. And we all thought, what a bogus argument. What a bogus bitch. You know?
Right.
So, but what I want to know is, okay, what about if you have a PSA that's high, or you're going through radiation or stuff afterwards? They basically take that out. They take your whole testosterone down. They gave you this Lupron stuff. They make you just go to zero, no energy, no other stuff like this.
Right.
So is that person supposed to do it? Or I guess it's all before and after the fact.
Yes, I'm assuming. And this just wasn't some off the wall. This was I have used this. This is a lady doctor who did this. Who found this, and she's a urologist, and she's the one that I brought back the information on the Skene's gland. So, and she's a licensed MD, so she's knowledgeable of the information. But yeah, because I was there again, hit my 60s, and I went for a while. I just had no energy, and I said, "Hey," and I finally told Elle, "I'm tired of this." So right. I called the doc and said, "Hey," I said, "I don't have any energy. I come home from work and I'm just exhausted." He said, "Well, come in," did blood work. Well, I had low testosterone.
Okay.
So he put me on a testosterone troche cream, and my testosterone went up. He says, "Now we got to watch your PSA because it will raise your TSA." So, but my PSA has been stayed low, so it's good for me. But once it hits, you know, whatever, we'll just suffer the consequences. So I'm trying to jack off as much as I can now.
I'm avoiding the doctor by that. I'm avoiding the doctor. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Oh,
spank
gosh.
That baby. Spank it.
Yeah. That's spank right.
and do you have another story or?
I have some weird things that happened.
Okay.
And these are the top 10 most hilarious sex injuries, because love hurts, it says. I'm not going through them all, but I'm just going through a few of them and let you call bullshit or bogus on these.
Okay.
And see what your thoughts are. A lady.
Okay.
I do too.
A young lady who is healthy went to the hospital with unusual signs of acute abdominal pain. Come to find out, after all the tests, she finds it, well, she told the doctor that she'd backed up onto a jacuzzi nozzle and had air or water shot up into her ass and causing the abdominal pain.
Oh.
So now my question is that true or is it bullshit? Because if water coming out of the nozzle, that would have given her an enema. And that would have been pretty, pretty quickly discernible.
I have heard from women that have done that before, and it has not caused the stomach pain. I'm with you. It's caused a trail going out of the hot tub, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, a trail, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but if you sit in just the right spot, it can be very good.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yes.
I've spank bank memories I've got of, they call it the woman pleaser, and like the hot tub salesman sells it as the woman pleaser one.
Really?
Okay. Because, because it's right in the middle. And I had a wonderful, first date with a couple that, we went out to dinner with them. Met them, went out to dinner with them. Then we went back to their home. It was out in the country. They had a hot tub, so naked hot tubbing was great. It was the winter, so like snow was coming down, and we had glasses of wine. Yeah, you know, we had glasses of wine, and they were on the ledge of the hot tub, and this guy was tall. And, you know, he was like, let me show you something. And so I wrapped myself around him, and then he maneuvered me right over that women pleaser. Oh, Lordy, that was a fun time. Just a fun, good memory.
Was it quite pleasing?
Very pleasing, very. You know, especially because he would like listen to your moans and knew how to move you just to the right direction and the right. And you were floating, but you were hanging on to him. So it wasn't like he was breaking his back holding you. It was just his strong arms were there, you know, just keeping you in place while you were doing your thing. So everybody was happy. Yeah, that was a good memory. So,
wow. Okay, here's another weird one. Now, you ladies need to try true bullshit. I have my opinion on this.
Okay.
Seemingly fit young woman went to the doctors claiming she'd had a persistent cough for over 6 months. Turns out the cause wasn't a bad cold, bronchitis, or a nasty bug, but rather a condom that had been accidentally inhaled during fellatio.
I've heard of that.
I'm calling bullshit.
I know she doesn't. Bullshit. She calls bullshit, but I've heard of that one.
No, are you kidding me? I can't. That would, yeah.
No, your body's going to push that sucker out. No, no,
no. You think
you're going to spit it out.
I don't think it would sit around for 6 months. It might be like 24 hours of 24 hours of pain. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's like.
No. Well, and it depends on, like, is it really sheepskin? You know, is it, how natural is it? You know,
true.
I don't know. Is it like an onion skin?
Yeah. It's layers. It's in layers.
It's okay. Okay. All right.
They, well, we met a couple at a party years ago, and they wanted to get together and a hotel. So we go get together. Well, he is playing with L, and his condom comes off. He just leaves it in her. What the hell?
Oh, my gosh.
What the hell? What the hell, dude?
So, did he say anything?
No. But she realized it.
Well, sure. She starts moving around.
No. That night when he exited her, she's going, what happened to the condom? So she was not a happy camper with his little shenanigans. So.
No.
Did she enlist your help to get it out, or did she just go in the bathroom and pull it out?
Oh, no, she was pissed. She got it out before we left.
Right there in front of him had a discussion. Oh. Yeah, that's party faux pas. Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
Well, first of all, how does that sucker fall off? I mean,
you have a little bit.
Honestly, yeah, he wasn't big.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
I've seen it. I'm not going to say anything about my first husband because I can't say nothing about my first husband. But yeah, that would fall off sometimes, and he would get mad. Somebody got
you
the
know
wrong
you're
size.
In my ass, right?
Wrong size.
That was a perfect opportunity to bring that up, Janet.
I know.
Oh, that poor guy. Mm. Okay, and here's the last one. I'm going to ask you. For whatever reason, some people prefer not to buy sex toys, but rather improvise at home. Doctors have reported all sorts of foreign objects found lodged in behinds.
Okay. I can't even imagine.
Over a one-year period, how many people were treated for a foreign body entering through one of the natural orifices? Orifice says.
Well, what size hospital?
Yeah, in a hospital.
What city? What's it? Yeah. San Francisco? Might be kind of.
It's all it said was the UK. So let's say London.
Oh, okay. It'd be way up there.
Yeah, those guys are perverted.
They're freaks. I love them.
They said 10,000.
Oh, 10,000.
A year? What'd you say? A year?
In 1 year.
10,000.
Now, this is not a butt plug or a dildo shoved up an ass.
This is a foreign thing.
This is a foreign object. Here's a kicker. One guy was so stupid, he put a light bulb up his ass, and it broke
I've heard people did stupid stuff like that.
I've seen that. I've heard that one, and the guy put like a jar of baby food, empty jar of baby food, and it broke. So he's up there digging it out.
Come on. What is wrong with people? You know what?
I don't have a clue.
I'm sorry. You want to shove that up there and it breaks? Too bad. You shouldn't even get medical attention. You're just stupid. I'm sorry.
Go to the Darwin Club. Just straight to the phone line.
Somewhere in your brain, somebody said, you thought this is a good idea. I mean, come on.
I've never put anything foreign other than, vibrating toys
vegetables.
That were meant for
vegetables.
In there. I haven't put a vegetable in. It goes in the front. And I was going to say in the back end. In the front end. Yes. We've done vegetables. I've told that story. It was very helpful to do the cucumber. That's one of the old ones that we should bring back out is the story of me in Maryland and the double dildo and the cucumbers. Okay.
That one was a good one.
But there was a time when I was with you, Barbie, and we were in another country. I believe it was, something like St. Thomas. And we were there and we decided in our infinite wisdom to buy some brownies. The brownies were happy brownies. And at that time, I had not consumed anything like that ever. When I did have it, it made me super horny. Okay, to the point that my first husband, which is where we were, was unable to satisfy me at that point, and I grabbed a water bottle. Okay. I grabbed a water bottle and used the water bottle, and it was a full water bottle to make myself happy. And that was what that did to me.
He once turned down a meet and greet suite because the parking lot view was more authentic. He has never lost an argument in a hot tub. Some say dolphins follow his pontoon boat out of professional respect. He is the most lubricated man in the world.
I don't always use lubricant, but when I do, I prefer coconut slickums.
Crafted from the finest ethically massaged coconuts, coconut slickums delivers a smooth tropical experience worthy of poor decisions and unforgettable weekends. Couples report increased confidence, decreased friction, and a statistically significant rise in eyebrows. Scientists remain baffled. Neighbors remain suspicious. Women remain satisfied. Coconut Slickums, personal lubricant. For those who believe life should always glide smoothly. Stay slick, my friends. For more relationship adventures, wild stories, and adult conversations, visit ellisadventures.com.
Yeah. They were good brownies. Although I do remember picking an actual twig out of the brownie, out of my teeth.
It was worthy. Like so Roger's now joined us. What you missed was the anomalies, sex injuries. One of them was how many people in the UK have to go to the emergency room for foreign object extraction.
In 1 year, how many people?
In one year, what do you think that number is?
I want to believe it.
Did he freeze up on us?
He did freeze up on us.
Oh,
I was going to give him a hint, but.
Yeah, he's not moving. So, yeah.
Okay, so we'll let him contemplate life on that. Maybe he'll come back to us.
Yeah. Maybe he was in not. Deep thought.
Right now, Roger's in deep thought contemplating the answer to that question because he's been in timeout and hasn't figured out what it is. When he comes back to us, maybe we'll have him guess that answer and maybe we won't. That's what happens when you have shoddy internet. That's okay.
I have something.
Okay.
Oh, great.
The show or the website Vice. It used to have a show on HBO called Vice. It's the same thing. So apparently they did this very extensive survey on the desired amount of time that people want to have sex.
Okay.
What do you think that is?
15 minutes.
The span.
Right.
Okay.
She you says meant 15. One session.
Yeah.
I have the Barbie angel on my shoulder saying it's 15 minutes and after that it becomes a job and it's not my job.
Exactly.
Well, I would say women want it longer than men. Or I'm going to say 30 to 45 minutes.
You're both way off. And you're both way too high.
Really? Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Six minutes?
Eight minutes. 8 minutes is the desired amount of actual physical movement, sexual intercourse. That is the desired length of time in this huge study. It was like this mega study and worldwide. And then people were, I read some of the comments. Oh, that's not true. I can go for hours. And then all these people were answering, saying, Nobody wants it to go for hours. And that's what this
Nobody
article
does.
Is all about.
Nobody does.
Nobody wants this. If they say, oh, we could fuck for hours. Whoever's saying that, the other person probably doesn't want to do that. They may do that to keep you happy or whatever, but.
True.
Anyway, I just thought it was 8 minutes is the average time that people want it to start and be finished.
Wow.
Absolutely. Well,
I've said, wow, that's great. I've said this before, mentioned on here. Or L. We had a gangbang for her. She fucked six or seven guys for 4 hours straight. Took 1 5-minute break to drink a bottle of water and went back. And there's no going down on her, no sucking cock. She was fucking for 4 hours.
Did she walk the next day?
It was a sore pussy Sunday.
Very much. Very, very
but,
much.
But typically, yes, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't last that long, obviously. But yeah, 8 minutes. Wow.
Yeah. So I know. I thought that was, I didn't know what to think. I was just like, huh. And then I got to thinking, because you know what? I mean, like,
well,
Janet said, seriously, 15 minutes, 15 minutes. Come on. Then we got to come on. That's all right. Yeah. Let's go.
So
yeah,
I have a new story and it's related to me. Okay. So this, last weekend, Fabio says, you know, so we were walking out on the beach. We had a great weekend. We had absolutely nothing to do, which meant that's the kind of that we want. Okay, so here comes Roger again. Maybe I should let him come in and make his guess. So
while we have him.
While he's coming back.
Yeah.
Give us a guess.
My guess was 150. That's a few a week. And
150 people?
A year.
150 a year. 150
having to get something that didn't start in their body removed.
Hit them with the number.
You need a multiplier. You need a multiplier.
You need a multiplier. Try 10,000
in a year.
10,000 in a year.
Can't anybody over there get it hard? What?
They're putting foreign objects in their ass.
This is putting foreign objects in your ass. This is not putting dildos or butt plugs or toys. These are cucumbers, light bulbs, you know, whatever.
Gerbils.
You know, we're planning to sail this boat over there, and I'm going to tell you now, like, it is going to be the all anal tour. If they're just running around with all kinds of things in there, they should have no problem taking my dick.
Okay. Well, I was getting ready to tell a story about this last weekend, me and Fabio.
Do it. Let's hear it.
Fabio scheduled a couple's massage. Okay. Very romantic, very nice, right? We had done one last year at a wonderful place that we had the couple's massage, and then we got into the endless tub and we had champagne and stuff afterwards, and that was pretty good. And we got massaged in the same room. This time is a different location. Okay. And this time we walk in and it says on the reviews, don't try to talk to these people because they're Chinese and they don't understand English. Okay. So but they do know how to give a good massage. So it's like, okay. So I go in, they said, is it okay if we do it in separate rooms? We're like, sure. I can hear him in the other room and I'm in the one room. They put me on there. Now, you know, I have no problems with nudity. So I take all the clothes off. I lay down. They give you this blanket. They put this blanket over you. I move it over my butt. And I'm waiting for this. And a guy comes in, okay? Oh. Little Asian guy comes in. And he takes that whole blanket and covers me like a shroud, okay? And so he's like rubbing me down from the shroud. And then he's, you know, he's He'll take the top part off and he's doing the top part with the oil and all this other good stuff. And then he goes to do the bottom stuff and he keeps the butt covered for a minute. And then he kind of like motions for me to pick up my hips and he pushes that blanket up. I thought I was getting fucked with the blanket. It was warm and he was like pounding on it, like in between the legs, you know, just kind of pounding up in my pussy. And I was like, okay, it's not going to go any further. And you can't say it to him because he doesn't speak a lick of English. So I was just like, all right. And it didn't feel too bad, you know. So I let him go ahead and finish the massage. And I get done with the massage, you know, he turns you over and it's almost the same way. He has it like in between special areas and wraps you up in special places and stuff. I mean, they're trying to be modest or whatever, but it was also the oil. And I was like, okay, at one point that man got on top of me and rode my ass, like pushing down. Okay. Like, I mean, I was like, oh God, I don't know if I can take his weight. And it was just like, okay, is this, I'm not getting anything out of this. Okay. he's
I'm gonna break in half.
Going in.
Yeah.
And he's riding it down. So he got off and he
trust the process.
Right. So I was like, all right, I'm just gonna go with the flow. I'm fine. And you know, it was an hour type massage. You got a facial and stuff with it. It was kind of different. And so I get done, we put the clothes back on and Fabio comes out of the room and he's got, you know, he's waiting for me. He's already out of the room early. And he's like, let's walk down to our bar. Well, we have a favorite bar that we go to that's down the street from it. So we walk over to the bar and we're sitting there and he waited and he didn't tell me until the next day. So this was like on a Sunday. Well, that Monday, we go to our favorite bar in the evening. And as we're walking to get and go into the bar, Fabio tells me, I forgot to tell you that yesterday she offered me a happy ending. And I said, really? And he's like, yeah, she offered me a happy ending. And he goes, I didn't have any cash. And he goes, I didn't have any cash because I was like, you should have taken it. So we go to sit at the bar. We're drinking our favorite drinks. The bartender has become friends with us. He knows what we drink. He talks to us all the time and stuff. This is where I get into trouble because I forget that these people don't know that I'm a retired swinger. Okay. So I say to the bartender, hey, Bob, the bartender. I was like, Bob, guess what happened yesterday at the massage? You know, I told you we were going to go get a massage done. He's like, yeah. And he goes, you guys went down the street here. And they go, yeah. And I said, yeah, they offered Fabio a happy ending. Bob's eyes get, he goes, nice to know. And I looked at him and I said, just out of my mouth without even thinking about it, I go, you should have taken it. And Bob looks at me like, did you just say that your husband should have had the happy ending? And I was like, I realized that what I said was something I would have said at any lifestyle party with any of my lifestyle friends, but I just said it in front of all of these other people at the bar and Bob, and they looked at me like, and Bob goes, wow, you're the kind of wife I've been waiting for.
Oh my God. I
don't think I'm just retire because I just can't stop my mouth.
It slips out. It happens. Or people just, I think when you're so comfortable with your sexuality, you know, because we are, and then you get around people who aren't, and then it just blah, and you can see it on their face.
I said, you got to get it while you can get it. He goes, I totally agree. You know.
Hey, she's offering to do a job. Go right ahead. But he didn't have any cash. How much was it?
He goes, and then Bob says, he goes, well, why didn't you get cash? He goes, because she has a wallet. He goes, it wasn't going to look good if I went over there and said to my wife, hey, I want to get a happy ending. Can you give me $20?
I wonder how much it would have cost. Any idea?
I don't know. I tipped them $40. Okay. I already tipped them straight up before I paid $40. So technically I'm like, are you saying his was not worth the $40? Girl, you should have given it to him.
She may not have. Well, you said she's there with her wallet.
Right. This was the masseuse was not the person I paid. I paid the lady in front. I paid up front before the thing. And she said, you want to, and I put it on a credit card. And she's like, I said, yeah, add a tip. And it was a $40 tip. Okay. So she said, is this okay? And I said, yeah, it was a pretty generous tip, but
yeah, 20 bucks.
I guess it wasn't enough masseuse for a happy ending.
No, yeah. Wow.
It was enough for him to shove that blanket up into my pussy and see.
I was
going
to say, do you think that's
way,
what he was trying to do? Maybe that's what he was trying to do. Maybe you were supposed to have a happy ending if he shoved that up there. And then did he diddle it at all? Did he like?
No. Whoa. No. Oh. I was waiting. I was hoping maybe a finger would slip in.
Something.
You know?
Or, you know, I mean, even through the cloth, he could have, you know, tried to diddle you.
I've never heard of a woman getting a happy ending off a massage.
No, I haven't either.
So
no.
Did you, I may have missed it, but did you flip over onto your back?
I did.
And he did the front. Okay.
He pulled that blanket up. He pulled the blanket up so that it was like one of those girl string bikinis that they're wearing now, where it just looks like a piece of dental floss going up there.
Woo!
You know, okay. So, yes, anyway. All right, so I've decided, you know, I don't know what we'll call this episode, whether we'll call it the strange things that you,
no
or how many
ending.
Times. How many times do you have to spank it or no happy ending?
You know, no happy endings. I like that. No happy endings. I like that.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that we are at the time to finish our discussion. For everybody who's listened, yes, we have these conversations on a weekly basis. This is what happens when people who are in the lifestyle or been in the lifestyle get together and talk. We have some great conversations, very open-ended topics. If you want to send us a topic, all you have to do is go to the website, which is Ellis Adventures, E-L-L-I-S, adventures.com. Go to that website, leave us a note, leave me a note, leave Roger a note. There's a place to send us a note. There's a place to tip Mandingo, our producer, who does this for free. We love him. He produces those very funny commercials in the end. I will put on a teaser. Next week's episode will be from the archives because we will not be taping because we will be making memories. Traveling to make memories. Anyway, so for all of you guys who made it, I hope that you will find us again and that you will come again.
You've been listening to Ellis Adventures. Not everything needs to be explained. Follow, subscribe, and keep the conversation going. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the lines.